Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 104 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about our favorites.
What is your favorite sleeping position?
I have a CPAP, which stands for continuous
air pressure.
Continuous air pressure to the passages or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this tube stuffed up my nose that I breathe through at night.
Mm-hmm.
It forces air into my lungs so that I don't
suffocate.
Yeah. And if you use a CPAP, they recommend that you sleep on your side.
Hmm.
And I think I favor sleeping on my left side because that puts the tube from my CPAP behind me.
Okay. So is that your favorite position, or is that your favorite position out of necessity?
Out of necessity, I think.
Yeah. I like sleeping on my sides or my back. I like sleep. Period. So, if
you can sleep on the toilet,
mm-hmm. I've done it before. You know it. So, but no, probably I like sleeping on my side probably the best. Doesn't matter which side, but that's, I'm more comfortable that way.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, that's my favorite spot to sleep.
What's your favorite sandwich spread?
Probably cream cheese, just plain cream cheese.
Hmm.
What would be yours?
I like the cream cheese with the garlic in it.
Oh, the garlic and herb?
But that's not really my favorite. I think pimento is my favorite.
Pimento? Okay. I haven't had pimento in forever.
But when I have it on a sandwich, I generally just have the pimento. I don't usually have any meat or cheese or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just the pimento.
Hmm. Hmm. Yeah, cream cheese does it for me. I used to just have bagels and cream cheese, but now I'll use it as a normal spread with sandwiches, too. I think it adds a different flavor and all that stuff to it.
Mm.
So, and it's tasty. Not necessarily good for you, but...
What was your favorite childhood snack?
Probably peanut butter. Still probably is. Why are you looking at me?
See, I would guess it'd be cotton candy or something.
No, that or ice cream. Love ice cream, you know. Mm-hmm. That still. But I used to love peanut butter as a kid. Used to love it. My mom used to have to hide it in the house for me because I would eat a whole jar of it in one sitting. So it's a lot of peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? What was your favorite childhood snack?
I think Kraft single cheese slices. Just eat the...
Just by itself?
A slice just by itself, yeah, as a snack.
No crackers or anything with it?
Mm-mm.
Hmm. Actually, I had that as a snack last night. I had Ritz crackers and Kraft singles as a snack.
And it's all oil or protein. There's no sugar in it.
Yeah. Not necessarily good for you, but with snacks are good for
it's
you.
It's probably not cheese either.
No. No. What's your favorite board game?
None of them.
You didn't like any board games growing up?
I guess not.
Really? Did you play any board games with your family?
Yeah. My sister and I played board games, but I didn't really enjoy it.
Okay. Did you ever win, or did she... You just didn't enjoy
it? I don't remember.
Really? Hmm. I wasn't much of a board game player. I liked Trivial Pursuit. Thought that was fun. And Sorry.
Oh, yes, Sorry. I remember
Sorry,
that.
Sorry was fun. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, my whole family wasn't much of a board game player. It was more of get outside and play outside. There's no reason to sit in the house and do nothing.
Hmm.
You know, go outside and enjoy the weather. And where I grew up, I mean, there's plenty to do outside, so.
Hmm.
You okay today? You seem a little mm-hmm. off. Okay. Out of the four seasons, what's your favorite one?
Well, we get like 6 months of winter and 6 months of summer and then 2 days of spring and fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, probably spring.
Yeah, see. What do you like about spring?
Well, I like to walk, and it's not too hot and it's not too cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my favorite time of the year is fall. I don't know why. I think I refer to it as sweater weather, where it's not too hot, it's not too cold either, but it's cold enough where you can put on a sweatshirt and you're comfortable. You know, it's the time of year to make chili and chicken noodle soup and stuff like that, and football's on, so.
And you like wearing clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of clothes. No.
Wearing an undershirt under a polo shirt is not a lot of clothes. It's called hygienic. You act like I wear like 50 layers of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Do not. I generally wear a t-shirt and a button up of some sort over the
t-shirt. I'd rather not wear any clothes at all. Practical.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
Who is your all-time favorite Disney character?
That's a good question. I like Nemo. And I like Lion King, you know. Probably Lion King. If I had to pick between the two, probably Lion King.
You mean Simba?
Simba, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. How about you?
Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the...
She was the one that wanted to kill all the Dalmatians to make a coat.
And you liked her the best?
Mm-hmm.
Why, because you don't like Dalmatians?
I guess.
You like killing puppies?
She was a villain and wasn't ashamed to be a villain about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't they come out with a movie mm-hmm. about her?
Yeah. It's how she became evil, how she became bad.
Because people in the fashion industry were mean to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a live action. It's not a cartoon.
Okay.
Did you? I guess you never watched it.
I probably saw it.
I think you did. So no, I like the. I'm sorry. I like the ones that you're supposed to like, the traditional. So you probably like Mufasa then in Lion King, Scar. Not Mufasa. Yeah. Mufasa was the dad. So you like Scar probably the best.
Yeah, he was the thinly veiled gay character in the show.
Yeah. Well, who played his voice?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you didn't like him too much. Or you liked him a lot, so. Alright. What's your favorite book?
Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Okay, never heard of it.
They even made a movie.
Called Seagull?
Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Hmm. What's it about?
It's about a seagull.
Okay. Just the bird?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who seeks enlightenment.
Okay.
And wants to fly at the speed of thought.
That's impossible, but it's a neat idea. All right. My favorite book is probably a series of books. The Forgotten Realms books with Jerza Jordan. Dritz Jordan has been a lot of people would pronounce it. But it's a series of books about a dark elf. So, kind of nerdy. But probably, now that I think about it, probably my favorite books of all time are The Lord of the Rings trilogy. Hmm. So, but I'd like to...
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have.
What was your favorite toy when you were a child?
My parents didn't buy me toys. I'm joking.
It's probably a football.
No, I wasn't one of those kids. I had a bunch of Transformers that I enjoyed playing with.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, they're pretty cool because it's more than meets the eye. You have no mm-hmm. idea what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was your favorite toy as a child?
My parents didn't buy me toys.
I could see that.
I don't remember.
Gave you two rocks and said, have fun?
I don't remember.
You don't?
I don't have a whole lot of memories before third grade.
Okay. You didn't play with any kind of toys after third grade?
I don't remember.
Oh, well. Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll answer that one then. What's your favorite exotic animal?
I don't know.
You don't have one?
Mm,
a lion, a meerkat,
Sasquatch,
a giraffe, not a real one. No, Bobo. You can't pick one of those, Bobo. Sorry. So you don't have one?
I like them all.
You like them all, okay. I would have to say otter would be mine.
Mm-hmm.
So
we always have to stop and see the otters. This
mm-hmm. year. I just think they're neat. They seem happy all the time. It seems like a good way to live your life, to just swim around and be happy all the time. So
mm-hmm.
I've never seen anyone not smile when they're looking at the otters while they're in their cage. Mm-hmm. Everyone's always smiling and happy. So it's neat watching.
Unless they're watching an autopsy of an otter.
Well, yeah. But it's neat seeing how little kids react to them too and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I think they're really neat animals. They make me happy. So
what's your favorite movie?
I have a bunch of favorite movies. I really don't have a single favorite movie. Do you?
The Shadow.
The Shadow?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one with Alec Baldwin in it?
Yes.
Okay.
Before he became evil.
Before he became the Shadow? I'm kidding. I mean, there's a lot of good movies. I like the Star Wars. Some of the Star Wars movies are really good. I really enjoy Good Will Hunting. Rudy. Lost Boys is my favorite. My favorite, hands down, horror/vampire movie. I don't think there's another vampire movie that's any better than that.
Haven't they tried to make sequels to that lots of times and never?
They're garbage. Yeah. But then nothing's going to beat the original. The soundtrack was great. The actors were cast perfectly. It's one horror movie where people wanted to be the bad guy. They wanted to be the vampires because they were so cool. So have you ever seen it?
Jason Patrick is in it.
Yeah, Jason Patrick and Kiefer Sutherland's in it. I'm drawing a blank. I used to know all their names, but NXS was one of the main contributors in the soundtrack. It was a really good movie all around, so. But, no, there's Disney movies, that I have that are favorites of mine. So, I mean, it's really hard for me just to narrow down one favorite movie. I used to go to the movies quite a bit, but someone that I'm married to does not like going to the movie theater, so.
Mm-mm.
I haven't been to the movies in 5 years? 5 or 6 years?
Mm.
And even then, I went by myself. So, which is fine with me. And there's nothing been really in the movie theaters that I wanted to go see. Nothing. So, I'll get you there one day. I might have to knock you out and drag you there, but I'll get you there for sure. What is your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Yeah, I would agree. Hands down. I knew that was going to be your answer. Why do you like Christmas?
You know everything about me. Mm-hmm. I should just let you answer all these questions.
No, because you surprise me sometimes. Like, I didn't know pimento cheese was your favorite spread. What makes you like Christmas so much?
It's sort of a universal holiday. Every culture has some kind of midwinter festival.
Okay. You like the gifts, or do you like gift giving?
Oh, I just like getting gifts. I don't like buying them.
Well, you're good at buying gifts for everybody. You always plan it out and do it a few months in advance. And so.
That's the problem. It makes it so much work.
Yeah.
Trying to get the perfect gift.
Yeah. Okay. Which body part is your favorite?
I think you know.
Your brain?
South of my belly button.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, that's where my brain is.
It's where you think a lot with. All right, moving on. You really don't need to delve.
You're not going to answer that question?
Oh, I said the same thing.
Oh.
So?
Okay.
I think if you ask, 99% of the men you ask are going to say the same thing. So?
Better to have one than be one, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Probably, besides what I studied in college, probably history. So I just find it interesting to know worthless crap.
A degree in history will let you teach history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about it. No, a degree in criminal justice gets you to work at a pawn shop instead of be a cop either. Yeah. So, what's your favorite subject in school?
Science.
Science?
Mm-hmm. I think everybody knew that.
Yeah. So, here's a good one for you. Who is your favorite athlete?
They're all great. I like them all equally.
Yeah. You couldn't even probably name any right now off the top of your head.
Brad McGuire. I can remember him.
Mark McGuire?
Okay. There you go.
I'm surprised you got the McGuire, the last one. The only reason you probably like him is because he's a big bear.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't have a favorite athlete. Probably up to George Kittle right now, the tight end for the 49ers. What chance?
How do you know he's a tight end?
Because that's the position he plays. Not because I've, you know, personally. But that leads up to the next question. What is your favorite sports team? I'd have to say the San Francisco 49ers. And then I know you don't have any favorite sports team.
I can't think of one.
You're going to like who I like. For football, it's going to be the 49ers and Notre Dame. And then the Red Sox for baseball. There you go. They're your teams.
So those are my teams.
That's okay. Who you're going to cheer for as long as me and you are married. So...
What is your favorite outdoor activity?
Walking with you.
You surprised me with that one.
I could tell by the stunned look on your face. It is. I enjoy our walks together.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your favorite?
And, until recently, we really never could.
Mm-hmm. No, but finally got my legs working and not sores and having problems with it, where I can actually go and enjoy the walks with you.
It's good being together.
Yes, it is. I enjoy it quite a bit. What's your favorite outdoor activity?
Walking with you.
Yeah. Did you really mean that, or did you just taking my answer? You took my answer, didn't you?
Well, I sometimes walk without you.
Yeah, but going walking is your favorite activity. Mm-hmm.
It's, I think, more for my mental health than my physical health.
Yeah. Yeah, you use it to more or less clear your mind, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And watch the squirrels and listen to the birds and look for tracks.
Kind of give you some serenity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell after you've gone on a walk if you've had a bad day. And when you come back, you just seem much more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me happy. And I just enjoy going with you. So
when I've had a bad day, I say I need to go for a walk. I don't say I need a drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is better. I prefer that you say you go for a walk instead of a drink.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well, that was a pretty quick session.
Is that the whole list?
That's the whole list.
Yes, it was.
So, we went through that pretty quick. You have a joke for me this week?
Mm-hmm. Imagine you're in a room that's filling with water quickly. There are no windows or doors. How do you get out?
There's no windows or doors. There's no roof. There's no windows or doors.
It's just a big cube, empty cube that's filling up with water.
I don't know. How do you get out?
Stop imagining.
Get out of here. Jesus Christ. All right. Oh, where do you get these sometimes?
I think I really got you on that one.
Yeah, you did. You did. You got me good. All right.
We hope you enjoyed episode 104 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.